Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about something that I've noticed more and more as I've done my show longer and longer, and that is people who have trouble with humanizing narcissists. It's always troubling to me to run into people who seem uncomfortable with humanizing the narcissist. They would rather dehumanize the narcissist. They're more comfortable labeling the narcissist as a machine or like a robot. Now, while there are very definitely comparisons that can be drawn here, narcissists are human beings. They're not, quote, normal humans, but they are human just the same. To dismiss that and try to dehumanize the narcissist is to dismiss the reasons why they behave the way they do. This is a mistake. It's only by understanding these things that we can take the lessons from the narcissist that we are meant to take. And it's only by understanding these things that we can recognize and avoid these things in our own lives or with our own children. Narcissism is a defense mechanism. That's all. That's all it is. It is a defense mechanism that has turned against the brain and begun attacking it instead of defending it. If we look at this in terms of like the immune system, we can see similarities. With autoimmune disease, the immune system has become overstimulated and oversensitive. It begins attacking the body instead of protecting it, which results in illness. Narcissism works much the same way. The, quote, emotional immune system in the narcissist has become overstimulated and oversensitive. Therefore, it attacks the mind, resulting in illness. Behaviors and thought processes that were designed to protect the mind and the psyche now work against it, creating problems instead of solutions. The brain is like an onion in this way. I know that's a weird example, but as far as how the layers work, it's an accurate one. These layers, the defense mechanisms such as narcissism, are designed to protect the core. The core in a narcissist is a toddler or even younger child who cannot communicate with you or understand what you want. The false self that we always hear about is a narcissistic defense mechanism designed to protect and hide this core. Without that false self, narcissists are nothing. They are naked. They are an open wound walking around defenseless. The false self is the only, quote, adult that there is in the situation. The core self or true self is very undeveloped. It cannot understand or communicate in any rational or reasonable way. That's why when you see the true self, all you see are primitive and childish displays of emotion. The true self of the narcissist knows want only, need only. It has no complex understanding, no desire at all beyond selfish gratification. It does not care for others, just like a child. A child has no sympathy for the mother. The mother is exhausted and frustrated and in agony, and she's sick and she's crying in frustration and desperation, but the baby does not understand or care. The baby continues to scream. The baby knows only want, only need. This is the true self of the narcissist. Not a machine, not a robot, a baby. Compounding this problem and making it worse is the fact that the narcissist is experiencing a very real war within. The narcissist's superego is very brutal. It is constantly assaulting them with horrible things about themselves 24 hours a day. This perpetuates the shame you heard me talk about in the episode of the show entitled, Do Narcissists Feel Remorse? The horrible things they say to you are nothing compared to the things they say to themselves nonstop. This is why they constantly accuse you of saying cruel things to them. Because somebody is. They're saying it to themselves. None of this is intended to excuse the narcissist's behavior, though. Far from. Their emotional core may be arrested, but their intellectual side works just fine. They understand their behavior is wrong. They feel justified, though, because they feel they're always under attack. There is a disconnect between reality and emotion within the narcissist. They believe their feelings are facts. They feel something is true, so in their mind, that makes it true. This is why they are so difficult to reason with. They're not reasonable. They are not being reasonable in this situation. Like children, their emotions run the show. However, unlike children, they intellectually understand that even if they feel justified, what they have done or said is not okay. And also, unlike children, they can control themselves. If you heard the episode of the show entitled, Can Narcissists Control Themselves? Then you remember that they absolutely can control their behavior if and when they feel it's necessary, such as in the presence of the police. This is also similar to the behavior of children who might behave at school or at their auntie's house, but misbehave at home where they know they can get away with it. This episode of the show is intended to humanize the narcissist. We should not automatically leap to the assumption that those who do not behave or think as we do are not human. It's dismissive of reality to do that, and it prevents us from truly understanding the whole of the human condition. These things must be faced and accepted. It's only by understanding all aspects of humanity that we can understand ourselves. I hope this clears some things up for you. As always, I look forward to your stories, comments, and suggestions. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.